Wow! What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
It's time for the announcement. Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa!
Five,
oh, my
years,
God.
Four,
three,
six, two,
one.
We lied.
That's the New Year's thing.
Ball drop a New Year's. Yeah, yeah.
What's up, y'all?
Yo, we are live. It is who? It's the
Better Life Podcast.
And we are what?
Better.
Oh my God. It's okay.
We're getting better at this. Yep. Don't worry.
Anyway.
It's your boy Elmer, like the glue.
And it's your boy Danny Boy, like the boy, like Danny.
Like boy, Danny Boy, boy, Danny Boy, boy, boy. This is our end of the year Christmas special episode.
Year's special episode.
We just had Thanksgiving. It was a good time. Oh my gosh, we dropped something. It's cool. We keep it rolling.
But yeah, man, it's good to be on the mic in the studio, getting the podcast going.
It's chilly.
It is actually. It's been kind of cool the last few days.
Yeah,
you know, it's been
on,
nice.
What's going on here in Florida?
But
chill out. Oh, wait, don't chill out.
No,
much.
Like what bothers me is not that it's cold because I like the cold. What bothers me is it can be nice and cool one day, then the next day it's like back to like 89 degrees, and I'm like, pick one, Florida, please.
Either that's why people be getting sick
or stay cold.
Like me again.
That gripa.
Yo, so it is, today's day actually is, I don't even know what I'm talking about right now.
What do you mean,
I
boy?
Got
it's
distracted.
The theme. It's a topic.
The
theme. It's
the
BBD, baby.
Sacrifice and determination.
Today's podcast is about determination, sacrifice.
And how that can apply to a lot of different scenarios in the end of the year, in the beginning of the year. And who we believe to be the biggest sacrifice and biggest determination. And right now, my boy's bringing us the best sacrifice and determination ever verse in the Bible. So go ahead.
It's simple, to the point, basic. It's for all those. And it says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. What kind of life, bro?
Everlasting. Wow. Man. You know what? Can you? Because everyone reads that all the time. People know it by heart. But can you do this with, like, give it the spirit of Christmas accent? Whatever that means to you. Just try it.
Christmas accent?
I don't know. Make it Christmassy. Make it land to the theme or something. I don't know. Give it an accent. Go ahead, Danny.
An accent?
You got this, bro.
I'm stuck at accent. Oh, God. Here we go. We're going to read from the Bible for these Christmas.
That's a Spanish accent,
Christmas
boy.
Podcast. Merry Christmas. And the Bible, name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, dice, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Okay, all right. That was a fail.
Bro, all right. A Christmas accent?
I don't know, dude.
That means nothing.
We're trying to make this fun and exciting and
Christmas. Merry Christmas, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. Like, what?
And whoever believes in him shall not perish
but
have everlasting cookies.
Oh, my God, stop. I'm done.
So, yes, it is the biggest sacrifice of all.
Yeah, man. Just
why is it the biggest sacrifice of all?
Because
Danny, and why
God
didn't
sent
he need determination?
One and only son. Jesus could have stayed at the right hand of the throne, chilling, drinking Coca-Cola with the Lord. But he decided to come down and just give himself on the cross to save humanity from their sins, to give us the ultimate price of salvation. And even though Jesus was God, he was still human, but he still had the determination that even in the most difficult moments of having to die on that cross, Jesus was like, Lord, let your will be done, bro. And through the determination of the disciples and everything that led up to the cross, bro, he was like determined. He was willing. He was ready to sacrifice himself, knowing he was the one who will save humanity from sin. Crazy, bro.
Bro.
Dope. Dope. The Lord is good.
Yo.
Can I get an amen?
The Lord is good. You know what else is good? Christmas.
Christmas.
Chrysler.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Chrysler.
Feliz Navidad, homie. Hey, Merry
What's
Christmas,
up, buddy?
Hey,
you got a little fan.
Guys?
He's looking at us through the window with the Christmas hat on. See, he's got the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Elves and Christmas and reindeer.
So it's Christmas. It's Christmas. It's Merry Chrysler. Bro, and Christmas for me is like, it's life, bro.
Christmas pretty much started after October finished. So, I mean, it's been Christmas.
November 1st, bro. Straight up. In my household, we already pull out the stuff November 1st, bro. We already
trees are already put up. Yep. Lights are up.
You already know.
The Christmas food is, like, exploding. The radio stations in all his Latin American countries are just playing all the Christmas music. Man.
Las parrandas empezaron.
Yes, I know.
For those that don't know what parrandas are, it's...
What are they? Enlighten us, Elmer.
Okay, let me enlighten you, because this is part of my culture and part of what I love to do during Christmas. And it's parrandeando o dando matutino, which is basically a very litified...
Litified.
Caroling. Wow. Christmas caroling. So in Puerto Rico, they come out with this this custom of playing... or giving kind of like a Christmas carol to somebody, like, in the middle of the night.
And what kind of instruments y'all got going?
And
like, how does it happen?
And as consist? you got like, like, they're kind of like drums, that hand drums that you play, boom, and boom, very boom. Loud. A lot of times you'll have, like, shakers and cowbells. And the point is to go wake somebody up, you know,
in
during
the middle
Christmas,
of the night. Visit in their
them.
PJs.
Yeah, that's when it's best, because they're like, oh, my God, no. And so what you do is we play Christmas songs in their house. Even though it's 1 a.m, we do it really loud, and it's just kind of a way of showing love. And then what happens is that family,
they do my favorite part.
They get cooking, bro.
Yes.
They get cooking. They do something for us. They give us some food, some chips, and some maybe some guava and cheese, some
that's
coffee.
That's my personal favorite, the little Ritz crackers with the ham and cheese and the
ooh.
Guava.
Ooh, boy.
Or
jamón con piña.
Or there's one thing that your mom makes that she made one time. What did she make one time? It's hot. It's
jamón con piña.
No, it's hot.
Wow,
it's good.
Lasagna?
No, she made a what?
Soup? Oh, sopong.
Oh, my
of
goodness.
Of course, that's how you do it.
Yes, bro.
So, I mean, that's what it is. That's what a parranda is. And then what happens is that family or wherever you're at,
they join
you
and
you
the next
keep
house.
Going. And now it's 3 a.m, 4 a.m, 5 a.m. And you kept getting refueled with coffee and chips and crackers and sopa. And so, yeah, that's my culture. I love to do that. We did one already. We actually did one, and it was sort of like a... We kind of called it parrandializando because we did it to people that don't go to our church at all. And we went to random people that we know are Puerto Rican or Hispanic that can enjoy this culture and this surprise. And they weren't Christian at all. So it was really cool that we got to do that. Danny didn't go because he's a pansy, but it was still fun.
I was not a pansy. I was watching the Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder fight. Excuse my.
Which was a draw. And
but
was
it was a
bum,
fantastic
bummer.
Fight. He didn't even watch it, so he can't even talk for himself. And the rematch is going to happen, so watch out for that. Shout out to those who like boxing.
Yo, so let's talk about, again, Christmas. But, like, what in your, like, house, you know, what is something that's specific to you and maybe your culture being, like, Colombian and, like, Nicaraguense, Hondureño mix, I don't even know. He's like a Central America mix.
Yeah, so like a lot of my family members that got like married in or just all my family, like it's always diverse. So like literally we have a little bit of everything. And then on top of that, we usually always have family friends that maybe their kids are older or they're just outgrown already and they'll come. For example, shout out to Hermano Restrepo and his wife. Like, they'll come to our Thanksgiving. They'll come to our Christmas because, you know, their kids are older. But then they'll still come and eat with us and celebrate with us.
Yeah.
So, like, we have a little bit of everything. So, we'll have, like, people that are from Honduras. My aunt sometimes makes baleadas. They're so good.
Ooh.
My tia Frances, she makes arroz con candules. We'll eat turkey. We'll eat pernil. My grandma will make her famous potato salad. We'll have bread. We'll have meatballs. We'll have all types of desserts. We'll have Colombian food. Like, it literally is such, like, a broad spectrum of all the stuff we eat, whether dessert-wise, salty food-wise. So it's just, like, when it comes to, like, food-wise, there's just so
like
much
a culture,
going on.
Like,
it's
variety.
Like a, yeah, literally. That's it's great. Like a church potluck, straight up. Like
a potluck.
Yeah, because, like,
everybody
like everyone just brings something so different. But it's so good, and I love it, to be honest.
At my house, usually it's... I mean, the food, obviously, is, like, arroz con gandule, you know, pernil pasteles, what else we got? Coquito. You know, we chilling with the coquito. You know what I'm saying? We don't be spiking. But my grandma makes some sick coquito. It's at home right now.
I got it in my fridge. They gave me a cup,
bro, and it's so good.
It is really good.
But yeah, I mean, and then for us specifically in my family household, we have a lot of musicians and a lot of like people that sing. So we are always doing parrandas, and we're always doing that.
Singing,
like, yeah, singing. So it's like that's pretty big for me personally in my household for Christmas. But let's see if anyone responded. Bro, you know what? We forgot to talk. We're in like 220 club. with our listeners out of a sudden, we boomed, and we want to thank all you guys for listening and supporting. Like, it's really, really, really cool, actually. And something happened here. And so, like, it really just exploded, and we want to thank all you guys, and we have a lot of things coming, and we hope you guys stay excited for us and for what this podcast is doing. You know what? What's next, my man?
Well,
is it time, bro?
Is it? Are you sure?
Is it time to load? Is it time to go? Vámonos.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
We're
back.
Okay,
seriously, though.
We ain't leaving yet. You're tripping. But what we're going to do next, we're going to play a game. And it's called the game. I've heard this game being played in another podcast. And it's actually, it's kind of different, but we're going to make it our own. And what happens is, I'm going to give you a phrase, Danny boy.
All right, rock and roll, baby.
A phrase, and you're going to tell me if it's on either a church sign or a Christian t-shirt.
A Christian t-shirt.
Sorry.
A Chrysler t-shirt.
So you're going to tell me if it's in a Christian t-shirt or a church sign.
All right. Come on. Ready? Hype me up, crowd. Let's go. Okay. Hype me up, crowd.
Here we go. Productions over here. B Creations. All right. So the first one I'm going to do. Don't be looking.
I'm not cheating, bro.
Okay. Fed up. Give God control. He delivers.
Fed up. Give God control. He delivers. So by the wording of that, I'm going to say it's got to be one of the church signs because they always do that. They'll put the church sign and it'll be like two words. They'll have a space, another word, and then the thing at the bottom. And it's not really like structured correctly, but it could be a shirt, but I'm going to go with a church sign.
Shirt. It says fed up, but it's in like, what's it called? The FedEx lettering.
So
FED is like white and then up is in like the orange. Okay. So it looks like a
reasonable.
FedEx.
You see, I should have. All good.
Failure. All right.
Hit me with
going.
The next one. Let's rock.
There's a lot. There's just so many to pick from.
A good one, bro.
There's some that are just too obvious, though. That's why. Forgive your enemies. It messes with their heads. That's a bad one.
I'm going to go with my same answer last time. I'm just going to put church sign.
That's a lame church one. That's so bad.
You can't say that.
Yes, you can. Bro.
Oh, my God.
Okay, how about this one? Ready? Oh, my gosh. This is a lot.
All right, come on, say it.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. Then I went to hell.
Oh my goodness. I'm gonna go church sign. There was some bold
that
church.
Is bold.
Some bold church.
That is a church. I'm not gonna name the church. But
don't.
That's just a lot, man. That's a lot. Okay. Salty and lit. Dot.
Shirt. It's gotta be a shirt. Salty and lit. It's gotta be a shirt. Like, it's gotta be a shirt.
Salty and lit. You know, we gotta be
we
salt,
are the salt.
This light,
yeah.
And this earth and the, yeah. So. Yeah, it's a shirt. It's a shirt. Oh. That one's pretty obvious.
Yeah, you'd probably wear that.
Chill, bro. Okay. Jesus is the rizzle for the sizzle.
Oh, man. Ooh. As much as I think it's a shirt, I hope it's a church sign, so I'm going to go church sign. I wish it was a church sign. Is it a church sign?
It's a church sign.
Yes, let's go.
We're going to switch. We're going to play. It's my turn now. And I'm not gonna let bro watch me. So how many did you get right? Oh, we weren't keeping score.
I think like you got two right. You said like four. I think I got three out of them.
Okay. Yeah, you did get three.
Yeah, that's three right. Out of four. All right.
And I gotta be at four. I gotta get four. Four out of four.
All right.
So one time I saw this on Twitter. And it was I retweeted it and it was like, you can't have your Kate and Edith too. And that was a church sign, but that's just a random, all right, random church sign that I thought was cool.
I'd rather be ruptured or raptured.
Ruptured what? Ruptured.
I'd rather be
ruptured.
Raptured.
Vessel.
No.
I'd ruptured rather be, lung.
I'd rather be raptured.
Okay.
I'd rather be raptured.
That's it?
Yeah, I'd rather be raptured.
That's it?
I'd rather be raptured.
That's like weird.
No, it's not.
That's a shirt.
It is a shirt. Ah. Let's go.
I saw it in your reflection in the glasses.
You cheated. You're a scrub.
No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. No, I'm totally kidding, bro, Jim. Mm-hmm. No, but that's just like, what? I'd rather be raptured. Okay, that was just too obvious. All right, give me another one, bro. Hit me with it.
All right.
Are you blind?
iPad. Try I pray. God is listening.
Wow. Ooh, that one's good. iPad. Mm-hmm. I pray. God is listening. That's what it said? Mm-hmm. Wow. I don't know. That's a good one. I pray. Oh wait, iPod. That's a sign. That's the church sign.
It is.
Ah, let's go! Ding, 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 ding. We need to add like some special effects. Like, yay! Actually, we have a crowd here. That's you just totally copied me. That's funny. All right, come on, give me one more. Come on, I'm fire, fuego. I got two. I got two out of two, bro. I'm batting 1,000 right now. Let's go. Throw me a curveball, bro. Where you at? Me tiran, pero soy un pinche. I forgot how it goes. Come on. I'm ready. Batting 1,000 MVP.
Y'all need Jesus.
Wow, okay. That's also just like blatant, like just like a simple statement.
Wow.
Y'all need Jesus is a... It's a church sign.
Nah, it's a shirt. Let's go.
Come on. At least I could tie it up.
All right, the last one. Are you ready?
No, that was my second. That was my third. Oh.
Exactly. We did four.
Oh, that's right.
All right, here we go. This one's good.
So if I get this right, we tie and then we...
Are you ready?
We just tie like soccer? What is it, bro? Shoot it. Tíramela. Zumba.
Want to taco about Jesus? Let us pray. Want a taco about Jesus? Let us pray.
Oh, no. That's a church sign.
Nope. It's a shirt, baby.
What?
Let's go. It's got a taco on it and everything.
What? Because I feel like a lot of times the wordplay ones that you have to see the word are the ones that people throw up in the signs.
Yeah, because they'd be catchy. But nah, fam. It's a shirt. Wow. It was a lady shirt, too. It was nice.
Wow, like want to talk about, you know what that reminds me of? Free Shavaka, dude.
All right, let's keep it going. Let's keep it rolling. Ladies and gentlemen, on to the next and beautiful next segment that we have. And what are we doing next?
And we're talking about the Fuego
5-minute call.
So today we're calling actually an ex-roommate. He serves at Journey Church.
Great guy. He's got great hair, too.
He's bald. So anyways, he also studied ministry at Southeast University, where we went together. And so yeah, I'm going to call him and we're going to throw him some fuego questions. He's going to spit it out and he's going to tell us everything he knows or wants to say about that topic
of sacrifice and determination and what it takes. So here we go.
What's going on, baby? How are you?
What up, boy?
Chilling, bro. Living that married life, you know?
Hey, yo. Married. He's married, yo. And you are right now, you are live in the Better Life podcast. And it is me, Elmer. And it is Danny, boy.
What's up, man?
And right now, we're...
Hey, let's go.
I know you're a fan. I know you listen. So we thought, man, we need to call this guy for a Fuego 5 minutes. So our theme for today in this podcast is sacrifice and determination. So with that being said, we want you to give us a brain dump about sacrifice and determination. What does it mean to you? Actually, real quick, how are you currently serving at Journey Church? Just so people know, you know, who you represent, where you repping, where you from. I'm sorry, I should have done that before.
Right now, I'm at Journey Church in Orlando, and I currently serve, I'm actually not necessarily serving, but I am developing with the leaders a new program for college students.
Oh, okay. Like a student academy or something? Like a ministry school?
Basically ministry school, but accredited, fully accredited college and everything, and leadership classes, and it's big thing that we're trying to go for.
That's
so
awesome.
Wow.
I'm working on that.
What is it called?
Journey Leadership Academy.
Oh, come on. So that's what it is. That's awesome. I'm going to have to look into that. You are in Orlando, correct?
Yeah, I'm in Orlando right now, Orlando, Florida, right next to Disney, living the life.
Living the life. And where are you from, though? Where do you rep? What is your blood? ¿De dónde eres? Para que la gente sepa.
Bro, Trujillo Alto, Puerto Rico.
Another Boricua in the building. So let's go ahead now with the question and the brain dump that you give us about sacrifice and determination. Go.
Well, on sacrifice, man, it's like in life, no matter where you go, you always have to make some type of sacrifice, because in order to go high, you always have to sacrifice something. Even Jesus himself, like, he accepted himself through humiliating himself in a way, you know, he went himself through sacrifice in order to go and get the victory for us. And sometimes we just hold on to things too tight, you know? Even in marriage, man, I learned that so much more now than before. You have to sacrifice a lot, you know, for your wife, and to work out things with her, you have to be willing to change. And I think that's one of the biggest things in life. You're willing to change, man. You don't change, you don't grow.
Dang, that's good.
I mean, I think, bro, and, what you said there, I'm sorry, but what you said there really goes, I mean, it's very much evident now, you said, in your marriage and in that relationship. But I think that, man, that translates to, you know, relationships with people and people that surround you and family members. And I think that's so good, dude. I think that's good.
It translates into all kinds of relationships and even all the areas in your life that are not relationships. and sometimes it's not just about like reliving life that, you know, we tend to just get what we want and we're all about getting and more. Mm-hmm. But in life, I was just watching something about this, that the people who have the most friends, who are the most influential, are the people that are constantly giving to others, not the people that are taking.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And giving is so powerful, and even in the word we see it, where it says that there's more joy in giving than receiving.
Amen.
And that you can apply that to everything, you know, pushing people forward, even though you may not grow higher than them, but you push somebody higher than you to go further than you. Supporting other people and making some sacrifices for that. Me supporting my wife in certain ways. Holding on certain things so she can get some things done. I want to get my master's degree.
Yes, sir.
But I hold on that so she can get her master's degree. You know, we just support each other and just balancing that out. And it has to be a balance. You don't just, you know, give everything away.
Yeah.
There has to be a balance, but there has to be also willingness to push.
Absolutely. And with that being said, you talking about that sacrifice with your relationship, even with others, like, you see the determination that shines through your sacrifice. Because, you know, it's hard to sacrifice without being determined to do that sacrifice, no matter what it may be. So how have you seen your determination or even your focus grow, you personally, or even in your marriage, for it to improve your willingness to sacrifice for others?
Well, you have to know, or at least have some kind of goal, like, what is it really that you want, you know? And let's say, for example, let's just go with the marriage example. If I really want my marriage to go in this direction, what is it going to take me to let go in order for me to be able to get there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, having a determined goal, like, do you really want to get there? Or are you just going to conform to what's happening to the person that you are? You're gonna conform to the same problems, you know, or you want to get better. And this sounds cheesy, but I think it was Carl Lentz and Judah Smith and Justin Bieber. They all have the same tattoo. I think Chad Beach got it too, where it says, better at 70, you know, and it's like basically what it means is that they want to be a better person when they get to 70 years old. They want to always continue growing. So
that's really
I think
cool.
At the end, it all comes to a determination of how much do you want to grow? Mm-hmm. Are you going to stay where you are, or are you willing to grow? We can always grow no matter how old we are.
Yeah.
I also think that actually you just touched on that. It just took me right to a lot of churches, especially Spanish churches. And I'm not just singling out Spanish churches, but a lot of times, you know, you have churches that have been out for a long time, and leaders grow, and they don't want to sacrifice their position sometimes. They don't want to let go, and that a lot of times hinders. And it's hard to see, like, the growth of the church, like you said, to be better at 70, you know, let's say 70 years of the church, not necessarily the leaders, you know. And I think that was, I don't know, it just kind of brought me to like a place where it's like, man, even in leadership, sacrificing really is an avenue, you know. And I kind of got this picture as well, like sort of like an analogy. Let's say that you are rock climbing. And you have all this baggage kind of like stuff. And as you are climbing, and let's say you are leading, you are climbing all this like, and you're like in a high spot, people can see you. At the same time, you're getting tired, you need to let go, let's say some things like sometimes some rock climbers, they have like backpacks with like extra food and stuff like that, you know, like different snacks. And sometimes you need to let go of certain comfortness, you know, to see and to get to where you're going, and eventually lead and make the path, you know. And that in itself, I think sacrifice is a reflection of determination. When you are truly determined, you can definitely see that you will do anything and everything it takes to get what needs to be done, especially if it's a God dream.
And especially with that, like, it's just, it's endless, like your growth and the way you learn. It's something, when you said something earlier, and it just reminded me of my great-grandma. My great-grandma always tells me, you need to learn something new every day. She's like, I may be 80 plus years old, but I try to learn something new every day, even if it's the smallest thing, or if it's something huge I never knew. But trying to always, even no matter my age, to try to grow and learn something new that I can plan my life to help myself and to help those around me.
So, Josue, let's continue. I guess let me just kind of phrase another question for you. Let's say, how do you see sacrifice and determination, or how can you make sacrifice and determination come to life during the holiday season, during Christmas and Thanksgiving? How can you see sacrifice and determination come to life during the season?
Wow, that's deep. In this season... I think sacrifice and determination, I think just maybe making it less about the gifts that you give and making it more about what you're doing with those people that you're that you're spending time with. Like sacrificing, maybe, you know what, this year I'm not gonna just ask for anything, but I'm just gonna take time to make experiences with people. And like maybe an example, putting your phone down, you know?
Yeah,
that's good.
I watched the video this past week. It was crazy. It's an IKEA commercial, actually, from Spain. And the video shows, it's like a contest. They pick six families, and they put them in a contest. And the families don't know what the contest is until they get there. It's like this special dinner that they have in the studio. And then the narrator is telling them the instructions. And they say, okay, you're going to be asked a question, and you're going to be picked randomly. And if you answer the question correctly, you stay for the dinner. If you answer the question incorrectly or you don't have an answer, you have to leave. And they started asking questions like, do you know how to do the shuffle or the nene? And then the kid would do the shuffle or the nene, you know?
Yeah.
The flaws. Do you know what's the latest thing in Instagram? Oh, you can do video calls. And they would answer, okay, you can stay. And they kept going with stuff like that. And eventually they asked one person, do you know what is your dad's job currently? And the boy did not know what his dad's job was.
Oh my
so
God.
He had to leave the table.
Wow.
And then they asked the girl, do you know where your parents went on a honeymoon? And she didn't know, so she had to leave the table. Then they asked the husband, do you know what a current had that has never been fulfilled, and she's still hoping that it can be fulfilled. Like a passion or a dream, and he could not answer that, and he had to leave the table. And he just kept going until, at the end, there was just one grandfather left in the entire room. And it was really impactful, because the kids were saying after, man, I know all the celebrities, and I know everything about them, but I don't really know my family.
That is...
That's crazy, man.
That's heavy.
Sad but true, though.
Yeah, it's just about maybe making sacrifices of not knowing everything, but getting to know what truly matters, or not spending time with everybody, but spending time with people who truly matter to us, or people that we really want to impact our life, or even impact theirs. You know, sometimes less is more, and I think for Christmas, we can apply that mindset and sacrifice.
You know what, bro? That was so good, by the way. Really
awesome.
Pierced my heart with what you said. And I'm going to look at that video as soon as we're done here.
Yeah, we're going to check that out.
But, like, man, from what I got from what you said, man, during the season, sacrificing looks like sacrificing your desires and sacrificing what you want. And making time, being, I guess, determined, to use the word, to make moments and make memories, because those are things that last. And and there's a phrase that's always in my mind, and I saw it in a graffiti in Puerto Rico one time, and it never leaves my heart. And it says, "Los buenos momentos solo perduran en la mente," which basically says the better moments or the good moments only last in your mind, and that's just so true for me. So I think that during the season, sacrificing what you want, what desires, your Christmas list, maybe even to maybe it might look like you need to give this Christmas like a lot, you know, and not ask for anything. Maybe you need to sacrifice all of your Christmas list and be determined on everyone else's Christmas list, and, you know, give out of everything that you have. And I don't know, for me, sacrificing your desires and making times and moments with your family, that's impactful, bro.
Yeah,
that's good, bro. Thank you so much.
Yo, for the attention on Instagram.
Yo, thank you so much, Josue. You're our family, bro. We love you so much. We thank
amazing,
you,
bro. Appreciate that from the heart, man.
Thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Thank you guys for inviting me. Thank you for making it spontaneous. And then just keep doing what you're doing, man. Support you guys.
Hey.
And, hey, keep sacrificing.
Yes, sir, man. We love you, bro. We love you.
Love you so much, Baba. God bless.
Love you guys. Good.
Bye bye.
Wow, dude, that was awesome. Josue coming in clutch.
I love that.
That was great, dude. His bald head. We got a little bit of everything, bro. His bald head. Is that what you said?
His bald head is filled with a lot of wisdom and a lot of joy.
Wasn't it you that called him like the Puerto Rican Gandhi or something like that? I'm pretty sure
Puerto Rican Gandhi. That is clutch. Josue, we love you so much.
Hey, shout out, bro.
Thank you for spending that time with us. So, you know what? When we talk about being determined and stuff, you know, we talked about Christmas. Let's talk about New Year's, bro.
New Year's, bro. You got to be determined to finish the year and to start it. So it's a little bit of both. And New Year's is, it's cool, man. New Year's is finishing off the year, looking back and being like, God, bro, thank you for everything. The good, the bad, the up, the down. I survived. I'm ready for a new year. You've still given me life, hope, the destination to get to, you know, that's been part of your will for my life this year. So I'm ready to rock and roll into the next one. What do you got for me?
I think, you know, it's really cool. It's really important that the phrase, you know, how you finish is how you start. You know, so I'm thinking, like, when you're physically changing seasons, like changing years, it's important to finish strong, being determined, because it's going to carry over, you know, into how you start the year.
Absolutely.
But then also that, I mean, I don't mean to spiritualize everything, but like,
hit it, bro.
But I mean, it that has to do with your seasons as in your life.
Yeah.
And how you finish in a certain season is how you transition into the next. And I think that, for example, like whenever, let's say, I'm going through a season right now and it's very difficult, and it might seem monotonous, or I'm just tired of it and I want something new, I want something fresh, I want God to do something new, a new anointing, a new vision, a new dream, and I'm desiring that.
Yeah.
but I'm at the same time putting to the side the task at hand. And I'm kind of slacking in that sense. And so, but I think if you finish strong, you know, and attack those tasks, and I don't think that transition will happen until that, until you learn what God wants to develop in you and what God wants to show you. And that's how you know, God gives you the boom and gives you another blessing on blessing, and they fall into your lap like chance. And you know, and then, that's for me, that's what I think, you know.
And, you know, we're not just saying that, but we really want to encourage those who listen as much as each other here to, you know, really finish the year out strong. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like sometimes we think if we're already doing good towards the end of the year that what I'm doing is good enough. You know what I'm saying? But it's really to push ourselves that even though you're doing good at the end of the year, fight to do better, to end the year off better than what you expected, exceed your expectations going into the new year. And even those for that are going through something difficult right now, those that may be suffering or just in anguish or sadness or depression, whatever it may be, like to, you know, let the Lord help you and to really push in your determination to finish this year strong. You know, it might not be the best, but finish stronger than how you think you were going to. So, you know, we really encourage everyone that listens to, you know, take that into true consideration from the heart. You know, let's together, you know, not just saying it to you, but we're all going to do it together, you know, as a Better Like podcast family to let's help others, help each other push and, you know, finish this new year with a bang, like some fireworks, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, we know that this right here is a lot of fun, but we know that this is, we're having fun with a lot of people, but we are impacting lives, and we want to make sure that you guys know that, you know, we care for you guys. There are people that have already come up to us and kind of shared some of their stories, and we just want to let you guys know that we're open to that, you know. This is a ministry, you know. It's something fun, but you know, you guys can hit any of us up, and we're ready to pray, ready to talk through things. And I think that, you know, during the season as well, bro, it's a lot of joy and a lot of cheer and a lot of fun and whatever. But it's also, I don't mean to be like a Debbie Downer, but like, it's the most depressing time for a lot of people, and that's where the most suicides happen during a year. It's the real, it's true life, real life there. And I just want to say, if you're out there, anyone listening to this right now, and you might feel depressed or maybe some kind of attack on like that, and maybe like in suicidal thoughts or tendencies, I just want to say that you have a purpose and that you have a calling and that you have a divine moment for revelation, that God wants to do something in your life. And I just want to remind you that you are special, that you are loved. Look around. Sometimes maybe take into consideration what we said today. Put aside things that you want and sacrifice that, and be open to the people around you and receiving the love of people, even though maybe it not be like how you want it sometimes. I just want to let you know that we love you. God loves you, and there is something special inside of you that God has deposited in you for others all the way around you.
Yeah, so, you know, just really keep that to heart, you guys, and just, you know, let the Lord pour onto you in these last few weeks that we have left, because it's literally, December 8th.
Yeah, and
the year's almost over.
And you know what?
You blink and it's
New Year's. We're going to finish strong. But why? Because we're going to start stronger.
Yes. So, you know.
Talk to them.
The same way you end the new year with fireworks, we tried to make this podcast as good as we could because we are going to make this the
last. We quit.
No. Yeah, we're actually done forever. No.
Forever.
This is going to be the last and final podcast of the year. We won't be doing another podcast until January, but we're going to continue promoting. We're going to have people listen to the ones we already recorded. But for many good reasons, many smart reasons.
Let me name some off real quick. Besides developing, let's just talk about developing ones. We want to make legit merch. I know some of you guys already bought some merch. We want to make like better, more legit merch that you guys continue
like
buying.
Fire, like
fire. Yeah, like Off-White, like Fear of God kind of stuff. No, I'm kidding.
Essential, PLP Essentials merch.
We also want to continue to develop our equipment and production.
Yeah.
We want to create better content.
Our ideas, so we can just explode and thrive in so many more different ways for many people to be able to listen, because we want to be able to reach more people by making things that everyone wants to listen to, not just a small spectrum.
And maybe we can come hard in the beginning of the year with a YouTube.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. You know, we want to get a lot of promos. We want to get a lot of more things to really put ourselves out there in the media productions aspect to really, like we said, finish strong, but start even stronger into the new year. So, you know, this will be the last podcast that we have this year. So for those who are listening to this one, if you haven't checked out any of our previous podcasts, go ahead and listen to those because there's, what, 4 or 5 episodes on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, on Apple Podcasts. If you have the Anchor app, you can listen on there. So go ahead and if you haven't listened to all of them, go ahead and check out the rest of the podcast because this is it. This is the last Feliz Navidad, Happy New Year, Bada Bing Bada Boom podcast of the year. Yeah. And you know we have to go out sparking. How do we end every single podcast, bro?
Yeah, we're going to freestyle in just a moment. But I wanted to say something else and I forgot it.
All right, then bring it up, bro. We end every podcast with a freestyle. We're going to hit it a New Year's Christmas type freestyle. But the Better Like podcast, we about to bump. We about to vibe. We about to finish this off strong. No lie. Yeah, I've already got bars.
Let's just go. I forgot what I was going to talk about. But in the spirit of Christmas, we got this Christmas trap.
Let's call it We Three Bings.
Give it a second.
It's the Better Life Podcast.
It bops.
It's the Better Life Podcast.
Merry Christmas for you and me.
Yeah.
Please enjoy the Better Life Podcast free. Woo! Look at us.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, look at we.
Ooh.
Because we got me, my boy, Brito Run Productions, and Danny.
Yes, sir. Ooh, walking in like I'm doing my elf walk. Jumping on a reindeer, about to give out gifts to kids. Walk.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah, we chilling in the studio. I got Birdo. What? He's playing Nintendo. Ooh. Hey. On the Switch. Switch it up on the beat. I go quick and I slow it down. That's me. Yeah, ooh. Elmer, pass it off to you. Hit it with the alley. Ooh.
Ooh. Alley-oop, ooh. Freestyling better than Snoop.
Ooh.
Look at this coupe.
Ooh.
We rolling in soup.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Switch it up.
¿Qué pasó aquí?
Pow. Yeah.
¿Sabes qué? Lo voy a meter otra vez.
One, actually, two, three.
It's gonna slow down again. Check it.
One, two, three. Yeah.
End of the year, look at this ill. Yeah, bow. Yeah. Freestyling with the Better Life Podcast, doing it real.
Yeah.
We had everybody doing us good. We had everybody in our hood bopping on the Better Life Podcast. Everywhere from PacSun to our church. Hey.
Okay, tiptoeing like I'm Santa giving gifts. Yes, quiet. Munch on cookies. Yeah, it's lit. Ooh.
And milk.
Okay, check me out real quick. About to hit Coquito. On that beat real Coquito. Nice. Ooh, sliding super nice. Ooh, almost knocked the mic over. Ooh, sorry. Okay. About to go in one more time for the win. About to end this year with a bang. Fireworks, how? Times Square, ball drop, no how. Yeah. We at church, we praising, and we finna end the year super good with my boy Elmer. How about you take an ear and listen?
Frosty the snowman, hey, Frosty the snowman.
Gingerbread cookies.
Hey, Frosty the snowman, hey, Frosty the snowman.
Who we are, it's the what?
Better Like.
Hey, it's the Better Like. Better Podcast.
Yeah. We're done. We're going to kick it.
Yeah.
We got some more. We got
the Better Like Podcast.
Kissing Comet and Blitzen and Ruffle and Rudolph. And I'm just a Blitzen and Rudolph and everybody. And I'm quick enough to get up on my sleigh. Everybody and they're rolling. Ho, ho, ho. And everybody be strong. Oye, escúchame. Estamos diciendo que yo improviso sin la música diciendo ho, ho, ho. God bless you. Felicidades en estas Navidades y en el nuevo año.
Ciao. It's the Better Like Podcast, baby.
Blessings. Hey, guys. It's Elmer.
And it's Danny.
And thanks again for listening to the Better Life Podcast.
And if you really enjoyed that, you can check out the rest of our podcasts on Apple, on Spotify,
Google Podcasts,
on the Anchor app, and just go in and search Better Life Podcast, and you can hear everything we've got until now.
That's not all.
You can follow us on what?
Twitter at Better Life Podcast.
On Instagram at Better Life Podcast.
And if you guys still do the mail, you guys can email us at betterlikemail@gmail.com.
So check us out on every platform, on any social media, and just give us a shout, see what you like about it.
Not just that, though. Please leave comments.
Subscribe.
What do you guys want to hear, you know?
What can we do?
We want to make sure we're serving with you guys, and please continue to grow with us and laugh with us. Blessings.
So enjoy the Better Like Podcast.
Much love.